Welcome to Pillar Talk. I'm your host, Caitlin White. This podcast is for associates of CHSGA to stay up to date with all the goings on in our health system. We hope you enjoy the show. On this episode of Pillar Talk, we take a few minutes with the executive director of the Community Health Foundation, George Hunt, to find out a little bit about what they do, their mission, and how they are able to help associates all across the system. So, George, start us off today by sharing with us what is your foundation's purpose and mission in serving CHSGA associates?
Well, Caitlin, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here. Our overall mission is straightforward, is to support the heart of the organization by uplifting and serving our associates both in good times and bad times. CHSGA employs thousands of associates system-wide, and they work in a variety of places, such as a medical supply warehouse, an ambulance dispatch center, traditional offices for hospice, home care, and case management services, as well as our pharmacies and our skilled nursing centers. And what we try to do in every setting that the foundation visits, we have two primary objectives. One is to attend to the well-being of our associates, and the second is to build a compassionate culture where individuals have a genuine connection to their coworkers and their managers across the whole system. So, in good times, we celebrate collective and individual successes of our associates. So, an example of a collective success would be the acknowledgement of a national reward for excellence, or a team that achieved targets in associate satisfaction or customer service. Individualist successes, I guess an example of that would be when we recognize people have been promoted, or we celebrate their years of service, or we have a special event for retirees. And then, quite frankly, occasionally we'll have an unusual event to celebrate. For example, we had a wedding of two residents in their 70s that live in a skilled nursing center, and they found a love again in their older years, and we were able to participate in their wedding ceremony. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, we support our associates when they are in the throes of emotional, spiritual, or financial crisis. In recent weeks, my colleague, Chaplain Connie Graham, and I, we've stood by the bedside of an associate who is suffering from a brain bleed as a result of a motorcycle accident. We prayed with coworkers who were grieving the sudden death of their favorite nurse.
Well, on that note, can you really dig into why this is so beneficial? I mean, how did this get started? When did we see this as a need?
Well, it started several years ago, and the CEO of our organization believes in servant leadership, and when you work with the associates we do, you realize that they go through a lot of hardships. I guess as a personal example, the first time I was a nursing home administrator, obviously I had a social worker that took care of my residents. But after about 3 weeks, I thought, I need a social worker to take care of my staff. I found out one person was living in a cardboard box.
Wow.
The research indicates that, you know, 56% of the American workers work from payday to payday and from paycheck to paycheck. And they can't sustain missing a payday. The other day, we did an awareness program. We went to all the business centers, and I took these little candy payday bars, and I asked the associates, I said, do you think this is true that 56% of the people live from payday to payday? And they said, yes. Matter of fact, we think the number's higher. So I think another thing that happens to our associates, I saw a billboard the other day. It was, I guess, by an automotive shop, and the billboard says, if your car is broke, your life is broke. And that's very true for our associates. If their car breaks down, they can't get to work. They can't make their payday. They can't make their bills. And then all of a sudden, they're in a deep financial hole they can't crawl out of by themselves.
Absolutely. Well, this sounds like an incredible organization. Let's look at it from both sides. If someone is listening and they need that emotional support, they need some kind of help, what should someone do to start the process? How can they reach out to get that support?
Generally, they would tell their supervisor, and then their supervisor would call me, or they would call my chaplain, Connie Graham, or they would call my administrative assistant, Debbie Frazier. The minute they call us, then we go on site within 24 hours. But basically,
they need to contact us through their supervisor.
Now, unfortunately, and this is why we try to do an awareness program every year, sometimes people that work for us are not aware of the foundation. So the other day, I had a couple who were babysitting their five-year-old grandson. And in the middle of the night, he found a box of matches and decided to build a campfire on their carpet. He burned their house to the ground. The house had been in their family for 100 years. They didn't know to contact the foundation or to contact anybody. So they spent two nights in their car with the associate, the husband, and the child. So we make every effort to be on site within 24 hours anytime something happens to one of our associates.
That is just wonderful. Well, last question today, George. What does it say about the culture of CHSGA that over 1,000 associates donate a portion of their paycheck to the foundation?
You know, I've had a very rewarding career in human resources and social work and healthcare. But I remember being in graduate school reading John Wesley's admonition to his congregation one time, and he said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can, and all the places you can, and all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can." And I guess of all the positions I've had over the years, this is probably the one that's most meaningful to me, because that's what I'm doing every day through the foundation. It's just a great opportunity. It's person to person. And it's helping people when they need it the most. I think that's what's so rewarding, because they are in situations where they cannot get out of this by themselves. And then the other thing that's meaningful to me is, in this digital age where people are doing things by Zoom and they have less personal contact, this is really a way to have personal contact. And it also is a way to build a community in the workforce, because people are tied together. And, you know, if I could just say this, when we go out in the field, we take these little payday candy bars and talk about what it would be like if you missed a payday. And then at the end of the presentation, we ask them to open the payday, and we ask them to take one peanut off that payday and share it with their neighbor. And then I tell them, I said, you know, I'm not asking you for your whole payday. I'm not asking you for a chunk of your payday. I'm just asking you for a peanut. Would you just consider contributing just a small portion of your check by payroll deduction every 2 weeks, so that we can put all that together and give a payday to a person that's about to miss one? So they're just very generous. And I have one associate. I made the presentation last week, and she said, "Well, Mr. Hunt, I've been given one peanut, but I think I'll give two peanuts now." And to me, that's just rewarding. I feel like I'm making a contact with people. And my experience is, when people make small commitments, it generally ends up in making bigger commitments, and it builds a community.
Well, we can certainly tell how passionate you are, George, and it's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for listening to Pillar Talk. Check out the show notes for any resources mentioned in this episode, and email us at communications@chs-ga.org to let us know what you want to hear about. That's communications@ch. You can also find more information on CHSGA's intranet under our foundation tab. Pillar Talk is brought to you by your communications department. Our goal is to provide you with the tools and resources you need to help take care of the long-term patients of Georgia. I'm Caitlin White. Be well.